Leon Draisaitl scored the first and the last goal of the opener, the 50th goal of his Stanley Cup playoff career underway. Up ahead, too far for Bennett, but Tkachuk will follow up. Here's Tkachuk to Bennett, and across. Moving in is Rodriguez, can't get a hard shot at the net. Back to Verhaeghe, four forwards now out for Florida. And the state spin across, Bennett scores! Sam Bennett with a record-setting goal. That's his 12th on the road. And Florida strikes first.
Well, you can see, not on purpose. Here's the stick going. Sorry, it was Bennett. It wasn't Tkachuk. Bennett kicks it twice. The Warner bench is yelling. You've got Ekholm not able to make the play. And two passes later, it's in the back of the net. The Oilers bench is irate at that, as you can't purposefully shove a player's stick.
So the Oilers, who were 1-for-4, and the one was enormous, the game-winning goal in overtime for Draisaitl. It's a penalty, and he can't beat it. An outlet for Bennett, and off the boards to the line. Tkachuk will play it across, but Klingberg there. Back in comes Janmark. Across, oh, a big stop for Bobrovsky. Keane goes after it there. And Kulikov, the former Oiler, will regroup for Smith. Up off Verhaeghe. Now Bouchard. McDavid on the move, but Smith takes it away. That may have saved Devon Van Rush against Florida. But here's one. Kane's in. Evander Kane. And the game's tied. Did score last year in the final. He's on the board in game two.
Well, with all the penalties, too, you've got a mixture of lineups here, and this is one that ends up out together. A big hit by Arvidsson in the neutral zone creates a turnover, a nice little outlet pass to Kane, and you can see the positioning of Bobrovsky, who maybe don't play in those special team situations. Look at the fourth line for Paul Maurice there, up stretching, trying to stay into it, is Gadjevich in that role. It's hard to get into the game here when there's so much special teams.
Out of open ice, and this guy can take advantage of that. McDavid drops, Bouchard's in. Bouchard fires, block, another scores! Evan Bouchard!
Important thing four-on-four is coverage. Watch the Oilers, they all bail from the front of the net. You've got four Florida Panthers standing near nobody. They don't know who to take. There's nobody to take. Bouchard has the presence of mind to get that one, curl it, and redraw.
Here's Jones, a big pass to Listerina. Onside as they play it in deep. Darshan in behind the net. Watched along the board by Wallman. Kicked back to Klingberg. Kapanen tried to redirect it out, but held in along the line. Nice work there by Smith. Sends it across Listerina. Matt Jones scores. And the game tied again. It's 2-2. Not even 12 minutes in.
It's a little coverage confusion. Let's talk about those plays along the board, how important they are. That's one that Kapanen misses. Now you get a little misdirection there. Both Draisaitl and Kane did a flyby and took... Neither of them took the man they needed. Lustarainen with a great play, and on the back door, it's Jones.
McDavid here on the right side, watched there by Ekblad. Now Draisaitl takes over. Bring it back to the captain. With a move to the inside, but Forsling got a stick on that. Across it goes for McDavid. Another great cut. With the net. Goal! Leon Draisaitl! They're at it again. Draisaitl from McDavid!
Are you kidding me? You can't predict what McDavid is going to do, but so many different ways and moves. A curl and drag. There's even a stick in the way, and he pulls it around like they do, and they're off. Ice workouts around the body, through the stick of Lundell. Give it to Connor, have him drive the lane, and here's the end result. Like you've seen so many times, McDavid.
Getting a blocker on that. Well, Skinner, back comes Kane. McDavid to the net, it's gone! And Bobrovsky!
Kane gets it back, and this one, Bobrovsky. You remember Perry in the first period, staying as tall as he could?
Past 8 minutes of the second period, Verhaeghe sets it up. Tkachuk right on. Turned back to the line. Seth Jones. Carter Verhaeghe. Back up top, Kulikov scores! through traffic, off the post and in, and the Panthers have tied it.
Well, the shot comes through, and Tkachuk is right on the top of the blue paint there, and I don't think Stuart Skinner ever really saw this one.
For a minute here, and watch the front of the net, just sliding, trying to get this one through. Evan Bouchard boxing out a little bit. He's dead tired, and this one goes off him. It's a wide shot. You know, sometimes the best shot is just one that can get through and not get blocked. And you see, that would not have gone in had Bouchard not been there. He's unable to move, and it goes right off the post after hitting the hip of Bouchard.
And he'll try and tie things up there. Delay, and nearly. And Marchand breaking for the net. Back come the Oilers. Trying to get set up on this power play. The minute's gone. A big break. It's a short-handed break for Marchand. Scores! Marchand with the goal. And Florida has the lead. And the game of decks away from Liddell. Got Perry. The drive center. The shot. A rebound. Bobrovsky down. How did it not go? Win streak snapped on the road. Two nights ago, looking for their ninth win on the road. But here is Henry, a backhand, shifted back in front. Lead through two periods with Paul Maurice as their coach. Here's a chance, and Bobrovsky just got a piece of that.
Creates a little bit of opportunity here, a long stretch up. Looks like everything's under control. And Verhaeghe making the change and a little late getting there. That opens up the middle of the ice. And like they've done often here, trying to go below the glove of Bobrovsky. In game one, they scored two goals in that.
Into the corner goes McDavid. Back to Bouchard. Final minute. Connor McDavid. Lever off the post or off Bobrovsky.
And just attack from his right. That quick push off there, and he gets the glove and the pad. And there was a little bit of room.
Gonna keep them in there and off the draw. It goes back to the line. Kept in there by Lehman. Perry from the corner. McDavid along the boards. Back to Jim. Lehman suited. Got through. He played the Corey Perry has tied it.
Watch the battle for the loose puck in the corner here. You know the time's ticking away. A nice little support pass from Perry. Back to the point and then goes to the net. Gets inside position there of this Raymond. Roman gets it through. The rebound off of Nugent Hopkins. And
the time of the equalizer. And how about overtime for a second? 62nd goal in the playoffs. Do one of them have a game winner on their stick tonight? This the 99th overtime game. Ended up with a power play goal. How does it end tonight? Maybe on this guy's stick. In front for Dreisaitl. Leon Dreisaitl centers. A backhand stop. Barkov plays it in behind the net. And there's Klingberg tied up. Lost it for Higgy. Oh, what a stop!
To Klingberg, a turnover, gets a piece of it. How about the rebound? Goes right on the other side. Klingberg able to clear it. Verhaeghe with the hard forecheck. Support pass there. You can hear the groans from the crowd as the pad couldn't stay down. Marchand gets a second chance.
To Henry, to the attack. Crowd kicks it ahead. A pad stop. Vlad Bobrovsky back the other way. Here's Nugent Hopkins as Verhaeghe got back. Nugent Hopkins holds, nurses in, backhand, stopped by Bobrovsky. As the horn sounds, there's Perry with Dreisaitl following up. Leon Dreisaitl swoops in, plays it back, and home with a blast, off target. Maybe a break, Marchand, and alone, and Scott scores! Brad Marchand has won it for the Panthers.
A bomb that just goes high and wide and takes a bad bounce. What a play on the pass by Lundell. And then Marchand, it's actually the stick of Dreisaitl really forces Marchand to not really even get the shot that he wants. And that fools Stuart Skinner.
right here at the last second, and it just slides between the legs as Skinner can't do it. The shorthanded goal